The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome back to Busted Open. Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry, and let's bring in somebody that, Mark, I think you would agree, has created quite the buzz in AEW, and he's definitely one of the fan favorites in AEW as well. And I'm kicking myself for not bringing bacon, egg, and cheese for this man.
One word, bacon, egg, and cheese. It's one word.
It's one.
One word.
On a toasted roll.
Bacon,
bacon, egg, and cheese on a toasted roll.
Salt, pepper, ketchup. One word.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a...
Just bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Ketchup.
Salt and pepper ketchup.
Yeah,
okay, there you go. Eddie Kingston joins us here on Busted Open. What's going on, Eddie?
Nothing at all, man. Just getting over a cold. Woke up this morning in a puddle of sweat trying to get it all this out of me before,
man,
I got to wrestle tomorrow.
That is the
it
worst.
Happens, you know what I mean? Well, at least it wasn't COVID.
Yeah.
That's the thing I was really happy about. It felt like COVID.
Hey, when you get those COVID tests and it says negative, you're like,
my heart.
Woo!
Just, oh, thank God.
Thank you.
But I was all worried.
You know, I think a lot of fans don't understand what you as performers, you as wrestlers have to go through leading up to a big event like All Out. You know, Thunder Rosa is a host here on Busted Open, and she just gets injured just before a major pay-per-view, and here you are, you have a cold, and you're fighting through it, Eddie. Like, you know, what is that like? You know, like, I don't think a lot of fans understand, you know, what it takes to go through your body leading up to a big match like you're going to have on Sunday.
You just got to do it. It's part of our job. It's like anybody else's job. You know what I mean? People go to their job sick all the time. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's just because, why, we're on TV that makes us different. It doesn't make us different. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but Eddie, like, you know what? Let's say a lot of people can go to work. You know, they could take a sick day.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? They can go to work and maybe use, you know, work a half a day. Not when it comes to pro wrestling. You know, people, and there's a lot of fans of yours, you know, they're excited for the match that's taking place. Like, you can't do that. So it's not like normal people. Like, you really have to kind of shake it off and step into that ring.
Yeah, but I was, you know, and Mark can agree with this, we're just the way we're brought in to wrestling. It doesn't matter if you're hurt, sick, happy, sad. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
It's not about us. You know what I mean? It's about the people
that pay money. That, you know, I mean, I fly from Italy or Germany to come to this pay-per-view. And then the guy that I wanted to see the most, he calls in, guys, had a rough night.
Yeah.
You know, I think I got a bug. I'm not going to be. That person not going to get their money back.
No.
So you can't let people down. Even and Eddie is the it's been very few people in pro wrestling that are ass kickers that, like, don't take shit off nobody, that'll say, hey, man, I'll fight you and your mama right here.
That gets, like, me in trouble, though, sometimes.
I know it does, but shit, it get everybody in trouble. I'm just telling Dave, man, I've been sued before for slapping people. So, like, it happens.
Yes.
But the whole point is, how do people look at you and say, man, I just love Eddie Kingston, man. And you're the guy that you are, that the guy that will say, look, man, I just don't like you. I don't like the way you look. I don't like the way you walk, smell. You just make me want to smack you.
There's a lot of people
like that. But people like you for it.
Because they probably feel the same way. I don't know. I'm just able to say it. You know what I mean? It's just the way I've always been raised, you know? If I don't like you, just don't mess with me. It seems like people like to mess with me when I don't like them for some reason.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't look for trouble, but trouble finds me. That's the way I like to put it.
All right.
You know what I mean? And I just don't have any problem not going after trouble. You know what I mean? I don't
You ain't gonna run from it.
No, if it's there, then it's there. If it's not,
Listen, I couldn't avoid it, God.
Yeah, there you go.
He came to me.
He came to me. That's right. That's what I told God the other day. I said, look, he came to me.
But Eddie, I think that's why a lot of people like you is, you know, I think people see you and they know that you're an honest person. They know that you wear your emotions on your sleeve.
Yeah.
They know that, you know, they can read you just by looking at your face. Not everybody is like
that's
that.
That's my mother. That's why I got it from my mom. Yeah. My mom's just like that. You can tell.
If she is pissed,
oh,
then
right
you
away.
Know.
You can tell right away.
But I think it's that honesty. That's why you have the relationship like you do with the fans.
It's weird to me. I don't. It's still very uncomfortable when fans like me and then tell me stuff. I'm just like, uh-huh. I don't know what to say. Like,
I don't know.
I'm just me. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, cool. Thank you. But I'm not some special guy. I'm just a kid who, well, not a kid anymore, but I was just a guy who wanted to pro wrestle since he was 9 years old. And I've been able and lucky enough to do it. So that's the way I look at it. I don't see myself as above anybody or below anybody. I'm just me. And that's it. Take it or leave it. That's the way I look at
it. Eddie, I thought one of the more man up, profound moments of the last couple of weeks was a social media tweet
social
that you made. With, you know, it's funny that people talk shit about me when I'm not there.
Yeah. Well, that's Phil's MO. You know what I mean? Let's just call it like it is. That's Punk's MO. My man got a Punk shirt there. God bless you. I'm happy you're a fan of his. I'm not. He's a bitch, but God bless you. You know what I mean? You can like a bitch. I don't. You know what I mean? I'm joking. It's all good. I understand he's a Chicago guy. I get it.
I like Chicago hot dogs, but, you know.
Yeah, doesn't mean I want to wrestle him. You know what I mean? But no.
Wow.
Punk's not a good dude. I don't care what he says or does. You know what I mean? Mikey, what's up, baby?
He's one of the best out there, man.
Oh,
one of the best photographers
years,
out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
Yeah. But, yeah, like. Of course he's going to talk trash when I'm not there. You know what I mean? Or of course he's going to talk trash when the boss is in the way.
But, you know, I think it's a good thing that people reference you when you're not around because they know who the real principal is.
Well, I just think he likes me and he just can't get over it. You know what I mean? I think maybe Philip wants to be like me. Maybe Philip wants to be loved like me. I don't know.
We're in Chicago and we can sing the song. Sometimes I dream that he is me.
And I am him or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Look, the whole thing with the people think a lot of the stuff I do is a work or whatever they want to call it, right? Because everybody likes to use insider terms.
Insider wrestling terms, yeah.
Everybody loves to be in the know and all the dirt sheets and all that stuff, right? I'll give it to you plain and simple. I don't like Jericho. I don't like Brian. I don't like Claudio. I don't like Punk. Those are the people I don't like in this company. And there's nothing you can say or do or tell me that makes them different to me.
I know
who they are.
Is there a reason for it, though?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Okay.
Because people don't need to know inside baseball. You know what I mean? No offense to the fans, but the curtain doesn't have to be getting
pushed
back
open.
All
the
time. You know what I mean?
You're entitled to that.
And Eddie, you bring up something interesting, and you use the term inside baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to baseball, all that people care about is the 9 innings on that field and who's going to win or lose. Did my Yankees win today? Did my Mets win today?
Did they win today, the Yanks? Or they lost because they lost yesterday 9-0. Ridiculous.
But it's the same thing with football. You know, did my team win? How did they play in those four quarters?
Yeah.
Why do you think when it comes to pro wrestling, that everybody cares more about what's going on in the back than they do what's going on in the actual ring?
Because a lot of times what's going on in the back is more interesting than what's going on in TV. And the reason why I say that is because look at the people who let stuff leak out. They need it leaked out. You know what I mean? So they can have interest in them. I don't need anything leaked out about me for the people to relate to me, to like me, to hate me, whatever you want. You know what I mean? What they see is what they get. Everybody else needs to get things leaked so they can look good. I don't, no offense to the people here, I don't care about looking good in front of y'all. All I care about is going in the ring and doing my job. If you like me, great. If you don't, great. Are you watching? Awesome. That's all I care about. I don't care about nothing. I don't care if you think I'm a fat mess. I don't care if you think I'm the coolest guy in the world. I don't care. As long as you're watching. That's all I care about, whether you're watching AEW, WWE, New Japan, All Japan, Pro Wrestling Noah. I don't watch pro wrestling. I don't care.
Eddie, this is not. This is about as dirt sheet as you'll ever hear me get. Because I hate the dirt sheet shit. I really do.
And it doesn't bother me no more. It doesn't bother me no more because I know why people, believe it or not, don't think I know who leaks stuff. I know who does it. You know what I mean? I may not know the exact person, but I know it's one of the boys. It's one of the girls. And they're doing it out of insecurity.
My thing is perception.
Yes.
Like, you have been very critical about people that say something about how much you weigh or how you look. Like, I'd never let that bother. That was something that didn't bother me. And I want to know, why does that bother you? Because you can beat them. The people that say shit.
Yeah, you're right.
You talk shit, you get hit.
But here's the thing, Mark. It doesn't bother me until people who didn't draw money say it.
Oh!
If you say it,
okay.
If you say it, I would go, well, maybe I got to rethink things. If Booker T said it, all right, maybe I got to maybe hit the gym harder. But if someone who hasn't done anything, you know what I mean, or someone who's a holder on, you know what I mean, then that bothers me.
That's the best answer I've had in years.
Because it's not fair. It's not right. That's like me trying to tell... talk about football, baseball. That's like me telling Daniel Jones he doesn't know how to throw a football. And I'm not a quarterback. I never played quarterback. I didn't play it in high school. I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing. You know? Or even if, you know what I mean? Even if that, like if the third string quarterback.
Come on, Judge, hit the ball.
Yeah. Or if it's the third string quarterback telling me how Joe Montana sucked or something. Look it up, kids. Joe Montana's an old school name. But, you know what I mean? You can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say that. You're a third stringer. You can't say that. So, there you go. I'll put it to you like that. I get mad when third string pro wrestlers talk shit.
Okay.
If it's somebody who's a first stringer, like I said, Booker T, Conan, there's so many other people who have all these other podcasts or whatever they're doing. They can say something, then I'll be like, okay, they have that right. But not when you're a third stringer.
I get it.
I totally get it. And I appreciate the honesty
understood.
With that.
It was also, too, we all know what we're talking about. We all know what we're talking about. I'm talking about disco, and we just lit it out. I woke up that day in a bad mood. I woke up, I rubbed the crust out of my eyes. I looked at my phone. I went, oh, no, not you. That's all it was. It could have been, and it had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
It could have been anybody at that day. It could have been anybody. But since it was him, I was like, no. Not you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And Eddie, I can relate on a completely different level. I host this show, you know, Monday through Friday, so I kind of expose myself for 3 hours every day.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to quit exposing yourself on the air.
Okay, but it is satellite radio. But,
thank God.
But you know what, Eddie? Like,
you have a face for radio. Anybody? Come on, give it up.
Eddie,
yeah, give it up. Thank
listen,
you.
Eddie, I'm 51. I'm married. I got kids. I could give a shit less.
Your last, yeah,
I,
like,
I could give a shit less.
You
how
won,
I look, right?
You
I
won
give,
that one.
Listen, Eddie, I'm at the point in my life now. I go to a grocery store in sweatpants and dress shoes. Like, I don't give two fucks what I look like when I leave the house at this point in my life. All right. So, you know what? You could say face for radio, fat fuck. I don't give a
I love it.
But
love
anyway,
it.
So.
Oh, man.
But, like, I think you've, at some point in your career, because you've done it all, right? Like, you have, you've
not worked, at all. Not at all. I haven't been world champion yet.
Okay, yeah. but when I mean done it all, when it comes to the world of pro wrestling, you've taken that journey tenfold. And then you found yourself on national TV on a show that, like, you probably at points in your career you never thought you would realize.
No, not at all.
Right?
Yeah.
But you've been able to do that. But yet still you lead by example. Let me tell you how. You just said at the beginning of this interview you don't feel good. You got a cold. You woke up in a pool of your own sweat. But here you are at AEW Fan Fest, and here you are sitting with Dave LaGreca and Mark Henry. You fulfill your obligations. I'm sure that you probably look around in whatever locker room that you're in, and you're like, you guys need to do the same. Like, you have obligations and you have to fulfill those obligations. Everybody becomes, and I mean not just you, not just wrestlers, but fans, myself, hosts, you know, writers and everything else. They feel like that they can put whatever they want out on social media and that's acceptable. It's not acceptable.
It's not. No. It is not fair. And they would not do it if they were standing in my face, they would not say the shit, type the stuff that they type. If they were standing 2 feet from me and I looked them in their face, they wouldn't
maybe,
do it.
Maybe they would, because if you hit them, then they'll call the cops and
it's happened before.
Get you arrested. I know, but that's the generation
stupid,
we're in now.
Stupid and games get stupid prizes.
That's right. I like that. But that's, and also you say lead by example. I don't want to lead.
Okay.
I never wanted to lead. You can ask Mark. I don't want to lead nobody, because I feel like we're all supposed to be grown by this point. You know what I mean? So I don't want to lead. And you're like, well, you're doing this, you're doing that. This is part of my contract. This is part of my deal. You know what I mean? I already said yes.
Okay.
Only way I would miss this or the fan fest is if I had COVID. 2 minutes, I see you, brother. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's what I would have to miss it for, because this is my job.
All right, let me throw out a word. And actually, Mark and I were having this conversation earlier this morning. And the word's accountability. Do you think there's enough accountability out there right now? Do you think people are being held accountable for their actions and what they say?
No, I don't think so, because a lot of people get away with things because they let me see. Wait, the best way I can put it is there's a lot more. Not even. Well, maybe there's the reason why it feels like there's more manipulators now is because you can see them now more because of social media. So maybe that's why I think there's more manipulators now in pro wrestling, especially with social media. So they don't have to be accountable. They can make something up online, and none of us know what's true. You know what I mean? But here, at the end of the day, the way I put it, since we get cursed, I don't give a fuck. I can look at myself in the mirror and go to bed, and I'll be fine. I know who I am. This is on them. So all the people in the world can love whoever they want, and those people can say, well, the fans love me. They react to me. They give me ready the pop, as I say in quotations. But at the end of the day, they're going to look at themselves in the mirror and who they really are. And, you know, they either lie to themselves or they don't. That's on them. All I have to do is worry about me. And I say, when I say family, that also includes my friends, because Mark knows I don't have a lot of friends.
No.
I hang out with a very small group of people. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And sometimes that's best.
Yeah.
One last question. Again, I really appreciate the time.
No,
because,
of course.
You know, I know you're under the weather, and you got a big match coming up tomorrow night at All Out.
Get some water.
I've been, man. It's all over. That and the vitamin C, airborne stuff.
But you've, like, we talked about your journey and all the things that you've been able to do on the independent scene and in the local scene on the East Coast. But here you are on a pay-per-view. Here you are with AEW. Do you get those moments to enjoy it? No, I'm serious.
No, I don't. That's why I'm smiling. Okay. I don't enjoy it.
But can you? Like, can you, like, even right now, maybe even this moment where you're talking to a Hall of Famer like Mark Henry. Like,
I do have to find
one. Yeah, like, to understand what you've accomplished, to understand that you, by the way, Eddie, you've been very outspoken about mental illness and some of those that you've affected people in a positive way. Like people have read your quotes and they said, you know, I've had those same struggles.
Yeah.
And thank you, Eddie, for speaking. Like you really need to do that. And I
know I do, but it's so hard for me. Maybe it's not.
Have we ever took a picture?
I think so. I think it's the Irish Catholic guilt that I have. I'm Irish and Puerto Rican, everybody. So I think it's the Irish Catholic guilt that I have that. Mm-hmm. Does it make, I don't know, this is the way I was raised, does it make me sit down and appreciate things until it's done, it's over, you know what I mean? Because I feel like I still have more to do. I still have more to prove for myself. Again, you have to be good for yourself. Yes, Mark, let's do this. So
Dave, get in here. I didn't take enough of that.
I regret
not taking pictures with at least 20 guys that were Hall of Famers, or if they didn't make the Hall of Fame, they were so damn good that everybody knew they was good. Brad Armstrong.
How good
Bullet
was he?
Bob Armstrong.
Yep.
Like, I didn't take pictures with them
Brad
people.
Brad was great. I met Brad once in Alabama on the Independence, and he was a sweetheart. Sweetheart of a human being.
And I'm telling you, outside of Shawn Michaels, I never seen nobody sell better.
How smooth was he? He was so smooth.
He was so good. Randy Orton, Chris Jericho-esque. like in the entertainment standpoint, and you wouldn't know it if you met him in person because he was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, he was real laid back. And
how you doing, guys?
I go back and watch Georgia Championship Wrestling, 83, 84. There's probably no bigger baby face than Brad Armstrong.
Oh, my God. So boy, that dude starts selling and, you know, tears for yeah. No, no. You wanted him to do oh, my God.
Yeah, you wanted him to win. You wanted him to come back.
The whole point is I want to enjoy moments more in wrestling. And I want all the people that I like and that I know personally to, you know what, go take a picture in front of the Sears Tower if that's what rocked your boat.
Yeah, I tell guys that now when I go to the independent still and do shows. Like now they're like, oh, sorry for being a mark. And take a, I said, look, after 2020, after the whole pandemic thing.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Take a picture, bro.
Take a picture.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know what I mean? We almost lost. What? No one knew what was going on.
No, I've been saying it. Like we were, Mark and I were interviewing Bryan Danielson, and like, man, we thought Bryan Danielson was done. We thought his career was over. We never thought he'd be able to step
I wish
into a
it
ring.
Was.
Well, I get it. I get it. But we also
I'm smiling, folks. By the way.
But we also there was a time when we were watching wrestling with no fans in attendance.
Yeah.
There were times where me and Mark were talking on the air like, will we ever be able to get an arena full of people again? We really thought that
it wasn't going to happen.
We thought maybe there was but here we are. That's why I wish people would just celebrate it a little bit more. We got back to negativity so quickly. Let's celebrate
and
enjoy.
It's easy to go negative. I learned that in my life for years now. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to go. It's easier to destroy something than to create something beautiful. Mm. That's all it is. You know what I mean? So it's so easy to go back negative.
Well, we're going to do better. Let's just start with us.
And me too. I got to do better as well. Eddie, thank you so much
thank
for
you
the time,
guys.
Man.
I appreciate it, man.
You're awesome. I know. Fist bump. You're not
fist
feeling
bump,
well.
Man. Appreciate
Eddie
you,
Eddie Kingston, everybody.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.